Pope Francis on Monday called for prayerful and concrete solidarity with Christians throughout the world suffering because of the faith. The Holy Father's appeal came in remarks ahead of the Angelus prayer on Monday, the feast of St. Stephen the Deacon, who was the first Christian to give his life in witness to Christ.
Il protomartire Stefano, pieno di Spirito Santo, venne lapidato perché confessò la sua fede in Gesù Cristo, figlio di Dio.
The proto-martyr Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, was stoned because he confessed his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said Pope Francis. The only begotten Son who comes into the world invites every believer to choose the path of light and life, he continued. This is the profound meaning of his coming among us. Loving the Lord and obeying his voice, the deacon Stephen chose Christ, who is life and light for every man. Pope Francis went on to say, by choosing the truth, he became at the same time the victim of the mystery of evil present in the world, but Christ has conquered. Pope Francis then spoke of the plight of Christians suffering all manner of adversity for the sake of the gospel.
Anche oggi la Chiesa, per rendere testimonianza alla luce e alla verità, sperimenta in diversi luoghi dure persecuzioni.
Today, too, the Church, to bear witness to the light and the truth, is experiencing severe persecution in different places, up to the supreme test of martyrdom, he said. How many of our brothers and sisters in faith suffer abuse, violence, and are hated because of Jesus, he reflected. Today, we want to think about them and be close to them with our affection, our prayer, and also our tears.
Io vi dico una cosa, I martiri di oggi sono in numero maggiore rispetto a quelli dei primi secoli.
Departing from his prepared text, Pope Francis said, I'll tell you something. The martyrs of today are greater in number than those of the first centuries. When we read the history of the early centuries here in Rome, we read about so much cruelty towards Christians. I tell you, there is this same cruelty today and in greater numbers with Christians. Yesterday, Pope Francis continued, Christmas Day, the persecuted Christians in Iraq celebrated Christmas in their destroyed cathedral. Theirs is an example of fidelity to the gospel. Despite trials and dangers, he went on to say, they bear witness with courage that they belong to Christ, and they live the gospel, dedicated to the least, the most forgotten, doing good to all without distinction. They bear witness to charity in truth.
Testimoniano così la carità nella verità.
The Holy Father concluded his remarks ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion with a call for renewed commitment to living the faith we profess as Christians. In making space within our heart for the Son of God who gives himself to us at Christmas, he said, let us renew the joyous and courageous willingness to follow him faithfully as our only guide, persevering in living according to the mind of the gospel and refusing the mentality of the rulers of this world. Pope Francis then asked the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God and Queen of Martyrs, to intercede for us and for all Christians everywhere, asking her to accompany and sustain us always on our pilgrim way, as we live our lives as disciples of Christ, who is the faithful witness to God the Father, and the one whom we contemplate in the creche.
Angelus Dominus iabit Mariae.
Et concepit Spiritu Sancto.
After the Angelus, Pope Francis expressed his condolences to the families of the victims of the Christmas Day plane crash that took the lives of 92 people near Sochi, Russia, extending his prayerful solidarity to the whole Russian people. Tracy McClure has the story.
All 84 passengers and 8 crew on the Russian military's Tu-154 plane are believed to have died on Sunday when it crashed 2 minutes after taking off from the southern city of Sochi on its way to Syria. The passengers included dozens of singers in Russia's world-famous military choir, 9 Russian journalists, and a Russian doctor known for her charity work in war zones. Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis expressed his sincere condolences for the sad news of the Russian plane that crashed into the Black Sea.
Esprimo vive condoglianze per la triste notizia dell'aereo russo precipitato nel Mar Nero. Signore, consoli il caro popolo russo e i familiari dei passeggeri.
May the Lord console the dear Russian people and the families of the passengers who were on board, he said, journalists, crew, and the excellent choir and orchestra of the armed forces. May the Blessed Virgin Mary sustain the search operations underway. Inviting prayers for the victims and their families, the Pope remarked that in 2004, the choir performed in the Vatican for the 26th year of the pontificate of St. John Paul II. I'm Tracy McClure.